for the Haines Glacier Bears. Well, they've got to make a big comeback here. They're down by 17, 34-17, just about a minute 30 before the second half play goes. But going to be interesting to see if the Glacier Bears can make any adjustments. As we anticipated, there was tons of pressure. And while we got everybody listening to us here, we want to remind folks at 8 o'clock in the morning, our Glacier Bears are going to be playing again. We don't know who they're playing yet because those two teams have to square off.
They'll be playing Craig.
We're pretty much 99.9% chance they'll be playing Craig.
More than likely, you're right. But needless to say,
we got to give Craig the opportunity.
We've got to give Craig the chance.
Petersburg's a tough team.
They're going to be tough, all right. But anyhow, Glacier Bears advance on. They're in the situation now. You lose and you go home. So it's kind of that situation here for the Haines Glacier Bears. You know, they've got to come out here and spend some time. I know Coach is talking to them. Coach Fossman's spending a lot of time here discussing what he wants them to do. They just have a hard time with the pressure.
Well, one of the things that's going in their advantage, you've got Gerald with three personal fouls for the Wolves, and you've got Dawson Miller with three personal fouls for the Wolves. So two of their starters and two of the guys that are out there pressuring a lot, you know, Gerald had 12 of the Wolves' 34 in that first half. If he gets into more foul trouble here in the second half or they get him fouled out, you know, that definitely works in the Glacier Bears' favor. Wolves do have a deep bench. They've got a lot of guys, quick guys that they can bring in. Glacier Bears, I think, just need to cut down on the turnovers. They can get those turnovers cut down and get some good looks at the basket. They've got some shooters out there that can make this happen. So we're back live. Oh, there should have been a foul right there. Oh, that can't be on Green.
Yeah, it is.
That was a horrible call. He was standing there. The guy from Wrangell shoved him. That's not going to help the Glacier Bears, but 5 seconds in, Green picks up his third. Well, they've got that as his second personal foul. First team foul in the second half for the Glacier Bears. Wolves got Gillen, goes in the high post to Gerald, down on the right baseline for Blake Stokes. And we're going to have another foul on the Glacier Bears. This one's going to be on Swinton, his first personal. Well, Coach Stokes was complaining about all the fouls on his team in the first half. Now it looks like it's going to be Coach Fossman's chance to have an issue with that. Gillen dumps it off for, or Gerald dumps it off for Gillen, misses shot. Trent Stokes gets the rebound, misses it. We battle for the rebound, and Swinton's going to knock it off of one of the Wolves and out of bounds to the Glacier Bears. You have Green in the backcourt with Cox. That full court pressure. Cox on the dribble now. He'll bring it across the 10-second line for the Glacier Bears. He's going to be able to get all the way to the baseline. Goes up for the shot. Gets fouled. They don't call it. Rebound comes down to Gillen. Gillen loses it, but Trent Stokes picks it up. Now off to Gerald. Gerald. Left side to Gillen. Gillen to Blake Stokes on the left wing. He's looking to get that baseline pass. Green, he does. Pass goes through the hands of Trent Stokes, but the Wolves get it back. Now they go to Gerald down on the baseline. Up and good for two. Trevor Cox quickly back for the Glacier Bears. Comes across the 10-second line. He looks to go to the right-hand side. Blake Stokes hits the floor on that one. Cox to the high post to Stegan. Reverses it to Sage for three. Front rim rebound comes out to Miller, and we're going to have a held basketball. And an alternating possession will go to the Wolves. And we got a timeout for the Glacier Bears. This one is going to be a full timeout. So we'll send it back to the studio for 1 minute. Glacier Bears back out on the court. Wrangell Wolves coming back out on the court. 6:48 left in the third quarter. Glacier Bears down 19, 36-17. Wolves will have the basketball. They'll have to go the full length of the court here. The Glacier Bears are picking up three-quarter court pressure here. Wolves get it into Gillen. Gillen on the dribble. Pass it over the top to Gerald. Gerald, left side to Gillen. To Miller down on the baseline. Goes inside to Trent Stokes. Up top to Blake Stokes. Right-hand side to Gerald. To cutting Trent Stokes. Back out to Blake. Blake into Gillen. Gillen off to Trent Stokes. He doesn't have anything there, so it goes up to Blake Stokes. Into Trent Stokes. Stolen away from behind by Swinton. He got in there, knocked that ball out. He's going to drive all the way in. Goes up on the left hand, leaves it a little bit short. Gillen down with the rebound for the Wolves. Gillen quickly up ahead to Blake Stokes. Blake passes it back out to Gillen. And we're going to get a timeout by Coach Stokes. So 30-second timeout for the Wolves. Give us a chance here real quick to say that the broadcast of Haynes Glacier Bear Basketball is brought to you by the members of KHNS and Haynes Real Estate, Captain's Choice Motel, Lutac Lumber, Old Roots Market Center, and Alaska Sport Shop, The Parts Place, Hauser's IGA, Haynes Booster Club, Bigfoot Auto Services, Alaska Power and Telephone, the Haynes Borough, and Southeast Road Builders. Thank you to all our underwriters for making this broadcast possible, and for all the staff back at KHNS that keeps Lyle and I on the air for you and throughout the year. It'll be Wolves basketball on the baseline. Looks like it's going to be Gillen on the inbounds. He gets it to Gerald. Gerald up from four, good for two. He's got 16. Trevor Cox on the dribble for the Glacier Bears. Wolves trying to double-team him up by the half-court line. Gets it off to Stegan. Stegan hands it off to Cox. Cox looking for an avenue to get the screen from Sage. Three-point shot a little bit short. Rebound by Gerald. Gerald quickly up into the front court for the Wolves. Then he'll slow it down. Goes left-hand side to Blake Stokes. He eyes a long three-point shot and money for Blake Stokes. He's got 12 off of four three-pointers. 24-point lead for the Wolves. Cox quickly back for the Glacier Bears. He's looking to get baseline cut off by Gerald. Comes up top, almost stolen away by Stokes. He's off of his hands and out of bounds. Fowler coming into the game for the Glacier Bears. He'll be coming in for Jacob Stegan. Have Matthew Green inbound in at half court. Goes into the back court to Cox. Cox on the dribble. Gets the screen from Swinton and pass it back to Swinton. Swinton drives towards the right-hand side out to Fowler. Fowler, Cox at the top of the key. Cox on the dribble to Swinton down on the right baseline for three. Oh, in and out. Rebound comes down to Blake Stokes. Blake quickly up into the front court on the dribble. He's held up by the Glacier Bears and gets the ball back out to him. Then to Gillen down on the left baseline. To Stokes at the top of the key. To Gerald. Right side to Miller. Down to Trent Stokes on the right baseline. They keep reversing around. They go to the left-hand side to Gillen. Back up top to Stokes. Now try and go inside to the high post to Gerald. He'll kick down to the baseline for Trent Stokes. Left side to Blake Stokes. Passing around the perimeter here are the Wolves. Doing a lot of good ball movement, making the Glacier Bears work in that 2-3 zone. Go to the high post again to Gerald. Gerald to a cutting Gillen on the baseline. Up with the left and good. Great ball movement that time by the Wolves. Finally got the cutter going to the hoop, and Gerald dumped it off to him, and easy layup. Cox coming back the other way. 15-footer in for Trevor Cox. He's got 12. Stokes up ahead to Gerald. Gerald out behind the three-point line. Gets it into Gillen. And that ball will be knocked out of bounds by Swinton. Wolves will maintain possession. It will be Gillen on the inbounds. And we're going to have Dylan Palmieri checking into the game for the Glacier Bears. He'll be coming in for Dylan Swinton. Wolves get it into Miller. Dawson Miller on the dribble behind the three-point line. Goes left-hand side to Gillen. Back up top to Miller. Right side to Blake Stokes. To a cutting Gerald. And they bring it out top. Wolves are being really patient here offensively. Now Blake Stokes drives in the lane. Kicks it out. Gillen on the right-hand side. Back up top to Miller. He's playing catch with Trent Stokes on the left side. They get it to Gillen on the right. Versus all the way to Blake Stokes for the long three-point shot. That front rim rebound comes down to Palmieri for the Glacier Bears. Palmieri looking for an outlet. Gets it up ahead to Cox. Cox on the dribble, looking for a double screen for the Glacier Bears. He's open for three, leaves that one a little bit short. Rebound comes down to Hudson Sage. He saves it inside to Gillen. Gillen now pushes it up into the front court, gets it to Gerald on the right side. Up fake, cross-court pass to Miller. Miller back out top to Blake Stokes. Right side to Gillen, now to Gerald down on the right baseline. He'll bring it back up top to Blake Stokes. No shot there, so he just nobody's really putting pressure on him. He's just hanging onto the ball. Goes left-hand side to Tyler Gillen. Now to Trent Stokes on the right baseline for three. That one's going to be way off. Paul Mary down with the rebound for the Glacier Bears. Quickly up ahead is Cox. He's going to attack the basket. Goes up on the right-hand side, and good. Trevor Cox has 14 for the Glacier Bears. Trevor's doing all he can to keep the Glacier Bears in those. Blake Stokes quickly comes back on the left-hand side. Goes up, but we got a blocking foul on the Glacier Bears. That'll send Blake Stokes to the line shooting two. Foul's going to be on Trevor Cox, his first personal. That's the third team foul on the Glacier Bears here in the second half. Blake Stokes at the line shooting two. He only had 5 points in the game yesterday against Metlakatla. He's got 12 so far today. Make it 13 as he makes the first of his free throws. Swinton and Segan back in for the Glacier Bears, and Sage and Fowler will take a seat for a minute, catch their breath. Quite certain we'll see them again shortly. Blake Stokes back to the line for his second. This one's up, back rim, rebound comes down to Green. Green looking for an outlet, gets it to Cox. Cox, again, he's going to push the tempo up, comes left-hand side to Swinton. Swinton fakes the three-pointer. He's going to drive in on the left-hand side, gets a little bump there, can't finish the layup, and it'll be off the Wolves and out of bounds to the Glacier Bears. Green will inbounds for the Glacier Bears. 2:34 left in the third quarter. Glacier Bears have a big hole to come back from here. They're going to need some stops and some buckets. They get it in top to Swinton. Swinton on the dribble. Stops and pops from 18. That one's going to be off the rim. Rebound to Blake Stokes. Blake looking up the court. Nothing there, so he'll dribble it up himself. He's picked up by Trent Cox. Blake Stokes going to come in, and he's going to be fouled on the way to the hoop, and it's either going to be Cox or Swinton. Let's see which one of the Glacier Bears pick up the foul on this one. It's going to be Trevor Cox with his second personal, and that'll send Stokes to the line shooting two more free throws. He was 1-for-2 on his last trip there. His only chance today from the line. 14 fouls now for the Glacier Bears. First one front rim, but rolls over the top and in for Trent Stokes. He's got 14, closely behind that 16 of Bryce Gerald. Four team high honors. Second one, getting back rim, rebound, tipped out, comes all the way out to beat Blake Stokes, and he'll fire from three and nail another one. He's got 17. Into Cox again for the Glacier Bears. Full court pressure by the Wolves. Cox across 10-second line, hands it over to Swinton. Swinton's going to drive down, get to the right baseline, up with the shot, and he's going to make it. Oh, they're going to call a charge on that. That is absolutely horrible. Dylan went around him and got the body on that one. I don't know how that could ever be a charge.
The only thing I could think of is he might have put an arm out, but it sure didn't look like
both
it
hands
from here.
Went up. Both hands went up with the ball on it. That was absolutely horrible. I'm surprised Steve didn't throw a chair at him. Coming back the other way, Stegan putting pressure on Gillen, almost got the turnover. They go high post to Trent Stokes. Now Blake Stokes dumps it down low to Gillen. Gillen up and good for two. That's eight for him. Glacier Bears looking for something here to get it to Cox. Cox now on the dribble. He's coming up to the half court line, gets it across the 10-second line, comes left-hand side. Stolen away by Bryce Gerald. Gerald dumps it over to Miller. Miller has it knocked out of his hand. Stegan going the other way. Glacier Bears have a three on two. Deegan's going to drive in, dumps it off to Swinton. Swinton's going to back it out. Now he's going to drive into the lane. He gets the body again this time and goes up. We'll see if they're going to call a charge. Nope, they're going to give him a benefit this time. That was the same play the last time. This time Dylan's going to get to shoot the free throws here. He's got two coming to him. That's the first foul on the Wolves here in the second half with 1:21 left in the third quarter. Swinton's first shot up off the front rim, no good. Now we got Fowler checking in for the Glacier Bears. He'll be coming in for Stegan. Swinton at the line for his second. And that one's good for Dylan. That's 1-for-4 from the line for him. He's got 6 points. Quickly back are the Wolves. You've got Gerald. He's driving the length of the court and hands it off to Trent Stokes. He briefly loses it but gives it back up top. They go to Miller on the left side. Back to Gillen at the top of the key. Now Blake Stokes comes out, takes control of the ball. and he's running the offense. He tries to get back to Cox, but hands it out to Gerald, way behind the three-point line. They go to Trent Stokes at the high post. To Gerald, he cuts, kicks it out to Gillen. Back up top to Trent Stokes, left side to Blake. Blake on the dribble, gets a screen from Gerald. Looked at the three-pointer, but go to Miller on the left side instead. Now they tried to go into Trent Stokes, stolen away by Swinton. Dylan Swinton on the drive up on the right-hand side. He's trying to get into the lane. He's going to throw it up there. That was forced by Dylan. Overcommitted for that one. Probably should have done the jump stop and taken a jump shot on that one. Gerald quickly back the other way, and he's going to travel with it and turn it over to the Glacier Bears. 26.4 seconds left in the ball game. Or 26.4 in the third quarter.
Well, it might be the ball game as far as the Glacier Bears are concerned right now, unless they really make a change.
Yeah. Cox back on the dribble. Getting double teamed there. Gets it ahead to Swinton. Swinton's going to drive inside, and we're going to get a foul this time. As Swinton goes to the hoop, he's going to be shooting two. Dylan's going to go hard to the hoop on every single chance he gets. Doesn't matter who's in front of him, and they're going to pick up the foul on Gerald that time. Dylan's a little shook up down there on the baseline. So he'll be going to the free throw line here on this one. We've got substitution coming in for the Wolves. Teat will be checking in after the first free throw by Swinton.
Armstrong also checked in at that last chance.
So Swinton's first is off the back rim. Now Teat will be coming in for Gerald. Swinton has one more coming from the free throw line. And that shot is good, so one for two. He's got seven. Back at it are the Wolves. Blake Stokes gets past Trevor Cox, trying to get down that left-hand side, kicks it out. Get it to Trent Stokes, the top of the key. He's going to drive in on the right-hand side. Up with the right hand, and good for two for the layup. He's got seven. Trevor Cox now driving up. He's going to need to get rid of the ball. Doesn't get it off in time. So 23 for the Glacier Bears, 52 for the Wolves at the end of the third quarter.